What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Friday. You okay, Vin? What happened over there?
My gavel fell over. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. How will you make any decisions today and lay down the law?
I'm more than prepared for that.
Oh, all right.
Don't you worry.
You don't need that rotten old piece of wood.
It's right here. It's fine. I didn't get injured. It was just jostled slightly.
Phew.
Yep.
Yeah. Heck of a way to start a Friday with
a disaster like that. My God. Phew.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. Gavel injury.
What happened to you? Gavel injury.
Yeah, gavel injury.
You know
how that goes.
The old gavel.
So many ways you could hurt someone. I mean, mallet to the head. There's a projecting angle.
You know,
you could stab someone.
If you don't listen to this show.
Yes.
That's a weird thing that someone would just be sitting around with a gavel at their desk. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're
thinking of all the people like in the doctor's office. I've decided that I'm not fixing you. Click bunk.
I think that's a good idea. I think every boss should have that on their desk and just be like,
I've passed judgment.
Time
on
off?
You.
No.
Yeah, they don't need a gavel for that. They just need that boss look on their face. Like, really?
You guys are taking another day off.
That's our listeners.
Yeah.
Another day off? Are you kidding me, you guys? Anyway, we are taking another day off and it's called Monday. So I hope you get it too. And we all spend some time thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. And that we have a great weekend. It's supposed to be nice out.
Yeah.
I have a huge weekend coming up and I have a huge week coming up next week. My sister and Jimbo coming to town. Tina and Jim.
Oh, you have more visitors.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Go home yet? Or
Yeah Right went down to San Jose yesterday. So he's got a bunch of friends down there.
And then from there, he'll go back to New York?
Fly
out
of there.
So you said your goodbyes.
We did.
Oh. Yeah.
It was sad. There were some tears.
Yours or his?
I definitely cried, and he definitely looked like he was going to cry. And I was like, it's okay to cry. And he's like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
Speaking of goodbyes.
Yes.
Oh, so last night we had our Odyssey holiday party.
The holiday hangover.
The holiday hangover party.
It's an evening deal.
Yeah, and I went, represent the show.
You know what? That's great. I'm super glad that you went.
I have lots of friends at the other stations and just wanted to, spend some time with them.
Your new friends down there at the game?
The game and Marcy guys. Over to live.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I mean, you are Mr.
I saw your post with her. She's a pretty lady.
She's pretty.
I still haven't met her.
Oh.
Oh, well, we got
to
make
should
that
go
happen.
That way to go to the bathroom. You see her every day.
Yeah.
I know. I get that it's several feet shorter for you to go this way.
I don't mind the extra steps. Mm.
But I get there, and there's Jane and Michael, and
oh, nice.
we're all in black. Representing.
Sure.
And
the
I
darkness,
don't know,
representing the darkness.
Maybe a half hour into it, I'm over somewhere, and all of a sudden I just see this black flash. And it had to be the cleanest Irish goodbye I have ever seen. Michael Martin, one minute he's sitting, the next minute.
And like that, he's gone.
He's gone. He has got that down. He just was. Whew.
Did you hear that? He audioed himself.
He did. That was nice.
Producing here.
he prepped his speech. Yeah.
I kept thinking of that line the whole time because it was just so smooth how he did it. Like,
All of a sudden,
there is smooth, and then there is like Vinny's Irish Goodbye, which is a little bit more clunky, and everyone knows, I'm going to go get a Coke, and then we know we're never seeing him
again. No. I think Kieran, our boss, who's amazing. Yes. The party was wonderful, and you just good job, everybody, and on that. But yeah, she got up to speak, and the minute like everybody's eyes turned for a second, it was just.
Oh, this
gone.
Is yeah. That.
It was just gone.
Oh, two little bit. He had two bites. He's gone.
I saw him reaching for his mouse. I'm like, look at him work.
What's it gonna be? you need to turn up whatever sound effects you're using. They're slightly too low.
Well, it's a whisper.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
And like that, he's gone.
What's that from?
That's from Usual Suspects.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Usual Suspects.
But I just kept thinking, I mean, he just was so smooth about it. He just,
Odyssey.
Everybody's like, did Michael? Did Michael?
Well, I mean, they did notice, so not that smooth. But look, it's really nice that you guys were all there and gathered and, you know. Wish I had that kind of energy, but it's just a bad time for me.
The other members of the Alice staff are also management.
Yes. Yep.
Even at Jane Picks is
yes
a step above.
Yeah.
So unfortunately for them, they do have to show for that. Yeah. Like have to.
Yep. Yeah.
And I like for Michael, or actually for Michael and Jane, despite the fact that their day may start a little later than us, they're here pretty early.
Oh.
And then to still be in the same pants, in the same part of the city, doing more stuff after hours, I would be like...
I'm actually guessing that they came back here afterward, because that party was 4 to 6. And I bet you they came back. I mean, Jane definitely, she has to do stuff for the next day. She does like, that chick does long days, 13 days.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. No one could hold it against them if they both ran from the party
right
after.
Hi, we're here. Goodbye.
Showing face.
Right? Jane was there for quite a while. Mm. We did a little Instagram thing on the Alice Instagram.
Oh, fun!
And it was nice. It was good. And I told everybody you said hi. And
yeah, we did.
And definitely. nobody questioned why you weren't there. Everybody understands.
Those two divas.
No. Because of the morning, Vinny's going to stick around for a party.
Well, Marcy was there.
Driving to Santa Cruz.
But I guess she's brand new. So
she's new. Yeah. And we'd talked, over coffee here in the morning. Like, you want to go?
You're actually so like, personality plus. Like the fact that you're like, I got a bunch of friends down there at the game and Marcy's my pal. Like I see those people in passing. I'm friendly enough. Like, hey, how you doing? Happy Friday. Joe, what's up? Of course, Joe, you don't want to get caught by Joe because Joe will talk. Joe will be the guy who they come to fetch him because he's supposed to be on the air, but he's got you trapped in a corner in the bathroom, right, Ben?
While Joe is loquacious, Joe is also a very, very nice boy.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the nicest boys.
Whose net you can get caught in.
And hello, Mrs. Joe.
Hi, Mrs. Joe. Mrs. Joe's a big listener loves the show. And they have a new baby. Well, newish now.
I spent a lot of time with Matt, the PD.
Oh, my.
And
oh,
Matt Stein.
He's awesome.
And Matt Steinmetz, who is just hilarious.
Steiny?
That guy is, Steiny is great. He's a pleasure to talk to.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Sounds like thank you for representing us
there. Yeah, it was fun.
And as management. Which you are, technically.
Kind of.
You are.
I have to take all the training, so I guess so, yeah.
Hey, did anybody respond to our call out yesterday for that we need a technical producer? We need actually a co-producer. We need a technical. We have some, we're hiring.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't see those when they
come
in.
Oh, you don't see them? Well,
no,
that's too bad.
No, I get.
And they didn't say we had like a flood of that after.
They do a run, before. Yeah. But there's a couple of folks that I'm supposed to meet soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Because there's a couple things we really want to get rolling.
You know, my friend, I told you this, his son is taking radio classes in Long Beach.
So fun.
And it's really encouraging for me just to know that people are still taking radio classes and that that's still happening. And then
And they're not just called podcasting classes.
Right. Mm. And then they wrote me he wrote me yesterday and said, Jack got a job at the radio station. They're going to pay him.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like...
At the college.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, he's going to catch the disease.
Poor guy.
He's going to catch it.
It's a hard one to treat these days,
you
too.
Well, yeah. I mean, radio has shaken a lot of people off of its back.
It really has. It said, oh, this computer can take care of that.
It's and
oh,
it's,
this person can do that, and that thing can be shared on 50 different computers? Oh, well, all right.
That's... Or we can have this AI person do.
Right. Oh, my God.
I don't even want to talk about that.
I swear
that.
To God, I feel like I'm hearing AI ads now.
Yes.
Like that the
you
even
are.
The really?
Yeah.
They can't just pay someone to do a voiceover?
No. I have a program that I use for my company that I can do an entire podcast with two people talking and you would not know the difference.
I could tell the difference. AI. I feel like it's noticeable. Maybe I don't know. I've heard so many voiceovers in my life. I'm like, that just doesn't sound natural.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
I mean, you can use voices, but you can't. Never mind. I don't like, that's mm-mm, not why I wanted to talk about this. I'm encouraged
yes.
that young people are doing radio, and I've heard his show, and I see the nervousness, but the excitement, and,
yes.
you know, it's just the whole thing, trying to, you know, go from A to B
right.
and somehow keep a thread going, and it's rad. It's so fun, and I don't know if we're going to get a flood of, you know, applicants, whatever you want to call them.
Contestants
Such
works.
Such a radio
I
guy.
Mean, I know.
It's a contest.
Bunch of
everybody.
Callers, yeah.
Right.
Caller number 9,
anyway,
you're the new producer.
I hope there are young people out there who want this foot in the door. It may not be...
You're not going to get rich.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. It may not be the highest paying gig you have available to you, but this could be the thing that you love, and you love going to work every day, and it may... lead to a high paying gig in a big city, or it may just be the thing you love doing every day, which is cool yeah. to do a job that you actually get up and want to do.
Yep.
It's been such a pleasure to be back doing this every day.
You were the radio guy, and then you became the podcast guy. Like, you actually have a company that does podcast. I mean, you're like the podcast guy. So is it hard though to get back into the, you got to get up at 3 a.m?
It's never easy.
No, I know.
But it's not easy,
but you know, I'm happy to come to work.
Right.
You know, I'm not like, there's no dread or anything or,
right.
you know, like, oh, I got another.
Well, once you're up, I mean, that's the there it is. One of the worst moments of your day is behind you. Well, I'm up.
Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, what's today going to be? I know this is a great job. I hate to be like encouraging like people to get into radio because honestly, it's changed so much, but it is absolutely been the joy of my life. Like to catch this bug early and to be able to do what we've done and to sit in this chair for all these years is just, it's a freaking honor.
What I would say, if you're looking at radio, and as we're, you know, begging for people to,
we do need two people.
We're begging for
one on air position,
please,
one not on air position.
Get into this contest while you're at it. You know, yeah. the other one on Odyssey do that too, but get into this contest. We'd love to have you. I do think that a lot of change happened throughout my career from the beginning when I think it was Clinton that signed the bill to allow corporations to own more signals per city.
Yep.
And when that
you could own up to 5 per city, I think, right?
When that happened, you saw corporations just chewing up all of the radio properties.
I think there's like one privately owned radio station in Merca right now. And it's EQX in Vermont.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay, well, anyway.
It's the one standalone stick that
right.
some lady owns it.
And won't... Right.
And she's just like, no. And she runs it out that it's in this house.
Right. Anyway, So what I'm getting at is as these companies ate up these properties and grew, like, big, huge,
right.
giant, they also found themselves in crazy debt. And there were... And then we've had economic, you know, struggles.
Yep.
Which are... having nothing to do with radio, just in general, in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that we're on the other side of a lot of that now, and they're always going to need people, I believe.
Yeah, I think so,
they
too.
They may even try to go plugging in AI, and I think it will be rejected. And I think the companies that say, we have live... Look, one of the things that's rad about radio is it's a living, breathing thing. It's us.
Yep.
I'm a percentage of this station... The same way Maddie and the salespeople and Kieran and Michael, we make up this living,
yes.
breathing thing, and you could be a part of that. It's cool. It's fun.
It's really fun. It's really cool. And it's fast paced too. Like, it's, you know, the days go and then it's the next. It's just, it's like such a, I don't know. It's really exciting. I'm still, it's funny. After all these years, I'm still like excited. And when things are going crazy, like your heart will get pounding. You'll break a sweat. You're, you know, things are happening around. You're laughing your ass off. You're like, oh my God, what's happening? There's, I mean, it's still just that fun, live radio. Like anything can happen.
And local.
And I mean, local. It's,
and
we're
that's
right
what you're
here.
Not going to get from
no, they
any
pipe,
of the
they
other
pipe
stuff.
It in. There's people piping stuff all over the country. You're lucky. You're actually lucky because there are a lot of live shows here. But specifically ours, though. Always listen to ours. Thank you. That'd be great.
Come be a part of this, please.
Come be a part of it.
Be a contestant. Yeah.
One of the gigs is like a technical producer. And so it's like social media and doing some podcast work for us. And there's
video.
And video. That's right. We're going to get a bunch of that going on, hopefully. And then the other position. And are these both on that listing that you...
No, the other one, I'm not really in that. I haven't seen the listing for that from Michael yet. So
the listing's got to be somewhere on the Odyssey jobs page, though.
The priority
it's a
co-producer. Right now is getting the
We need to get that
the tech
spot.
The tech producer.
We need you, techie. You know, and it's honestly, it's a foot. It's like you said, that is a foot in the door job. That is not a career thing that you're going to retire on. That's going to be your stepping stone into this business.
And also, just in general, doing audio and video together is like I'm on the board of governors for the Podcast Academy. And
of
we
course
had
you are. Didn't you form that thing?
No, but I was one of the first members.
Right.
And
founding member of the world of podcasting.
I'm number two.
Yeah. But we're redefining what that means. And a lot of it is including video now. And then, you know, and what are a lot of the podcasts that are on now? They're just basically morning shows. They're people talking and, you know, like.
Right.
So like, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. So
yeah, it's that. Look, we need a body.
Yeah,
we will love you. We will hold you up to the light. Yeah.
And once you do live radio, everything else is so much easier because this is like you said, it just goes like you there's no stop.
No, there's no take backs. Like the big joke is edit that out and post. There is no post. What we're saying right now is the thing you're hearing. Although I will say when we do the best ofs later, I mean, you know, you could say take that one thing out. I don't like that.
I leave it in.
Yeah, most of that stuff gets left. Well,
I don't listen back. I don't want to hear that.
Here's what I'll say to in conclusion as we have to get started.
In conclusion, let's hear the final ruling.
What I believe about this show here, the people I'm looking at, is if you're willing to try, we're willing to help you in every possible way.
Yep.
Learn, grow, and get better at this. It may not translate to what you do ultimately in your life. You may decide radio's not for you through having done this, but we'll try our hardest to help you succeed.
Right. We hope you catch
the
same
Absolutely.
Bug that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the next Kate Scott.
You could be. Look at her. She's taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Started as an intern. And I think, didn't you say she lied to get the internship?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. We'll see you right after.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.